Delightful viewers, welcome to Models of Success. Today's program will feature the poet of travel, Dame Freya Stark, a highly respected and courageous British travel writer. Dame Freya Stark once stated, "Risk is the salt and sugar of life." Certainly, her vocation brought her many dangers and adventures at a time when women had fewer opportunities for exploration. Her journeys took her further and to more areas in the Middle East than any other Western explorer at the time, even while the region was undergoing significant changes. She recorded her fascinating adventures in over 30 treasured publications, including travel books, autobiographies, and collections of letters. Freya Madeleine Stark was born on January 31, 1893 in Paris, France, where her English father Robert Stark, a sculptor, and her mother, Flora Stark, a painter and pianist, were studying art. They soon moved to Asolo, Italy, where her younger sister Vera was born. During her childhood, Freya's family was constantly on the move, having several homes in England, where her father's family resided, and in Italy with her mother's family. Young Freya had a deep love for nature. She enjoyed taking solitary walks in the woods and spending time with her equine friends. Literature was a passion of hers. Freya's interest in the East was sparked at age 9 after she received the book 1001 Nights as a birthday gift. Growing up in multilingual environments with people of all backgrounds, she could speak English, Italian, German, and French by the age of 10, despite not receiving regular schooling. She later recalled,
"I've loved poetry, and I've loved words since the age of 6. I think I've always seen things rather in the dress of words."
Her parents' separation was very hard on Freya. However, the need to communicate with them led her to correspond through letters, which prepared her for a talented writing career. Moreover, when Robert Stark passed away, he left his daughters with a large sum of money, which Freya used to finally gain her longed-for proper education. At age 19, she began her first formal studies at Bedford College in London, England, where she focused on history. Alas, she had to stop just 2 years later due to World War I, during which she served as a nurse. After the conflict, Freya established a market garden business in Italy. She used some of her earnings to learn Arabic from an Italian monk and to take a course in Arabic and Persian at the London School of Oriental Studies. She once explained,
"I loved languages, you know, and I loved to travel. My sister and I were brought up to travel. We wandered about. I always had a feeling for learning languages, and Arabic covers the greatest number of countries with the most interesting history that was within my reach."
By 1927, at the age of 34, she completed what she called the Traveler's Prelude. Freya Stark made her first travel to the Middle East in November 1927. During the winter, she stayed at Bramana in Lebanon and went on an expedition for the Druze lands of Syria with a friend. French officials attempted to stop the pair from entering the area, but the determined Miss Stark managed to convince the officers to show them around town. Perhaps this may be a testament to Freya Stark's charm and eloquence that has garnered the attention of many readers who admire her distinguished style of integrating practical travel advice with animated commentary on the people, customs, and history of the places she visited. Her book describing this journey in particular, entitled Letters from Syria, was not published until 1942. In 1929, Miss Stark set off to the Middle East again. And after passing through Lebanon, she arrived in Baghdad, Iraq, and decided to stay with a shoemaker family. She spent a significant part of the next 4 years in Iraq and Persia, exploring ancient and medieval sites and writing newspaper articles for the Baghdad Times. A woman leading an independent life was highly unusual in the region, and being both female and European, Freya Stark encountered significant challenges. Moreover, she was faced with minimal finances and physical frailties. Yet her strong will, patience, and extraordinary power of persuasion enabled her to overcome all her difficulties. With time, Freya Stark learned to take advantage of her position. As a woman, she had the opportunity to interact with the little-observed Arab harem, meaning the resting quarters of women, and wrote impressively about the secret life behind veils. The pieces she wrote for the Baghdad Times eventually became her first distinguished travel book, Baghdad Sketches, published in 1933. Freya Stark once said,
"To travel properly, you have to ignore external inconvenience and surrender yourself entirely to the experience. You must blend into your surroundings and accept what comes. In this way, you become part of the land, and that is where the reward comes."
The traveler mingled into the ordinary Iraqi way of life, living among the natives and spending time with the tribal sheikhs and leaders. Moreover, travel was to Freya more than the outer experiences. It was an internal affair, a platform for personal growth, maturity, and spiritual abundance. Freya Stark made three very dangerous solitary treks into the wilderness of western Iran between 1929 and 1931, using Baghdad as her base. She traveled twice in Lorestan and once in the mountains of Mazandaran on the southern coast of the Caspian Sea, parts of which had never been seen by any Westerner before. Dame Stark traveled to northern Iran and wrote about the culture and people. A book based on Freya Stark's first-hand accounts was published in 1934 and brought her both fame and financial success. The book also led to the Royal Geographical Society to provide her with grants to pursue additional explorations. In 1935, Freya Stark penetrated the hinterland of southern Arabia, hoping to follow an ancient incense route and becoming the first European to reach Shabwa, the abandoned site of the original capital city of the Kingdom of Hadramaut. She was the third European woman who had traveled into the Arabian interior and the first to go there alone. Asked later by an interviewer if she experienced any difficulties as a single woman in Arabia, Miss Stark replied, "No. I was sincerely out for knowledge, and that is a respected thing in the East." She started from Mukalla on the coast and traveled northward to Shibam and Sayun in Yemen. While she was relishing the fascinating multi-storied mud houses that were constructed over the plains like primitive skyscrapers, her venture was aborted unexpectedly after she fell seriously ill with measles, dysentery, and heart complications, and had to be rescued by the Royal Air Force. By any accounts, she is considered very fortunate to have survived. Admiring her courage, her friends in Hadramaut honored her as a hero. This is a certificate to Miss Freya Stark, English traveler, that she is conversant with laws and guided by religion and of an honorable house, and is the first woman to travel from England to Hadramaut alone, and is a mistress of endurance and fortitude in travel and the suffering of terrors and danger. After a long recovery, Freya resumed her Arabian exploration in the winter of 1937, again setting off from Mukalla, but once more her venture was brought to an end by illness, this time with dengue fever. Still, her travels in Arabia resulted in her discovery of the hidden roots of the ancient incense trade. Experts later began excavating the great cities of which they belonged, having been located right where Freya Stark had said they would be. Resulting from these journeys were the books The Southern Gates of Arabia, published in 1936, Seen in the Hadramaut, published in 1938, and A Winter in Arabia, published in 1940. Thereafter, Dame Stark published four volumes of her autobiography, Traveler's Prelude in 1950, Beyond the Euphrates in 1951, The Coast of Incense in 1953, and in 1961, Dust in the Lion's Paw, describing her years of turmoil. Even when she was well into her 60s, Freya Stark was still looking for new adventures, and her eyes were set on Anatolia. After several arduous journeys, often on horseback in the remote areas of Turkey, she followed in the footsteps of Alexander the Great in his journeys into Asia. She wrote the books Ionia, A Quest, in 1954, The Lycian Shore in 1956, and Alexander's Path in 1958. In addition, her books noted the influences of the Greek civilization on the nations of the Middle East. Freya Stark continued to display youthful vigor well into her late 80s when she became a celebrity through the medium of television. Television broadcasts showed her undertaking a 3-week horseback trek through the Nepalese Himalayas and rafting down the Euphrates River on another trip. Perhaps Freya Stark's life endeavors may be described as a quest for freedom. To her, success meant the absolute liberation from fear, which is a form of slavery. She expressed,
"So far as my personal object in life goes, I should wish to attain 2 things. First, the confidence of more time, not to be confused within the narrow limit of one's life. And secondly, the sense of death as a new and wonderful adventure. To risk one's life seems to me the only way in which one can attain to a real, as distinct from a merely theoretical sense of immortality, unless one happens to be among lucky people in whom faith is born perfect."
Thus, be it in the high mysterious mountains or far into the unpredictable desert, Freya continued her travels and observations with valor and wholehearted determination.
"To awaken quite alone in a strange town is one of the pleasantest sensations in the world. You are surrounded by adventure. You have no idea of what is in store for you. But you will, if you are wise and know the art of travel, let yourself go on the stream of the unknown and accept whatever comes in the spirit in which the gods may offer it. For this reason, your customary thoughts, even most of your luggage, everything in fact which belongs to your everyday life, is merely a hindrance. But if you discard all this and sally forth with a leisurely and blank mind, there is no knowing what may not happen to you."
Freya Stark was the most celebrated traveler of the 20th century. She received many awards, including the Burton Medal from the Royal Asiatic Society, the Founders Medal from the Royal Geographical Society, and the Percy Skies Memorial Medal from the Royal Central Asian Society. She was also awarded a Cross of the British Empire in 1953 and was knighted a Dame in 1972. When she passed away in 1993 at the age of 100, The Times of London called her the last of the romantic travelers, and the New York Times lauded her as a consummate traveler. Certainly, Dame Freya Stark faced tremendous dangers, and what she lacked in financial substance and convenience, she made up for tenfold in her iron will and sense of adventure. Her wholehearted efforts to bring understanding and to bridge the gaps between East and West continue to be cherished to this day. Unique viewers, it was a pleasure to have you with us for Models of Success. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May our noble ideals and deeds lead us to a promising and peaceful future.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MOS.